Well, hello, Kickstarter backers. Here we are. We're actually on set. We're outside. We're shooting on the streets of Regina. I'm here with Cam, who is our set PA. But Cam, I'm going to get you to introduce yourself to all the Kickstarter backers.
So I'm Cam Ortiz. I'm the set PA for Corner Gas, as far as I know, for now.
Cam is an amazing guy. He's been helping us out a whole ton. And today I wanted to talk to you guys, when you see the blog, about what exactly the ADs are that are on set and what they do, because there's a whole bunch of them. And Cam would be an expert on this. So I thought maybe he could give us a quick rundown on who the ADs are and what their jobs entail.
Yeah, so in terms of the ADs, there's a whole whack of us. You know, we do as little work as possible. Mm-hmm. But we make it look good.
But and AD stands for assistant director.
Yes.
Is what it stands for.
So the assistant directors are essentially the people who run the set. They're the clock, the people moving things along, making sure everything gets done. Starting from the top, Michael Bowman, our first AD, would...
We just got hit with cheesies thrown by Tara. Is this interview cheesy? Is that the...
Yeah. I was hoping that you were actually taping. And I was,
we are.
We're currently... Like, actually...
Oh, videoing?
Videoing.
No,
this
is...
Those are from the Corner Gas. That's
I'm keeping those.
Yeah.
I'm keeping
those.
Okay. Thanks, Tara.
So, back to business here. Michael Bowman from the top. Essentially the guy completely running the set in terms of making sure every single department is where they're supposed to be and doing work, getting things done. He mm-hmm. plans, in prep, he plans all the days. He gets all the strips. He gets every scene.
What's a strip?
Laid out. The strips are essentially just one scene laid out. You see it in a strip format on the call sheet. So you have all the cast in that scene, you have mm-hmm. the location of the scene, and then, you know, as you dig further, you have every single piece that you need in that scene, from props to wardrobe to picture cars to greenery and whatever, the plants in the background and all that. Mm-hmm. So Michael is the brains of the operation, making sure everything is where it's supposed to be and how it's supposed to be, always in constant communication with the DOP, the director. And then you have Stephen Belanger, our second AD. He is obviously Michael's right-hand guy, but mm-hmm. he is almost always planning for the next day. So when we are filming yeah. on Wednesday, he is planning for Thursday.
So Michael is always standing on set, basically right next to the director, David Story. Mm-hmm. Steven seems to be more not on set as often. He's probably he's on set here and there, but he's more in an office somewhere helping mm-hmm. prep.
Yeah, he is always prepping for the next day, drawing up the call sheet. Excuse me. Yeah, go ahead.
Real work is going on here. We're watching Cam talking to his mic. They all carry a mic.
Copy that.
You just said copy. You have work to do?
I got a head in. To be continued.
All right, to be continued. Cam just finished up some work, so we were in the middle of talking about the ADs. I think we had covered first and second.
Yeah.
But there's more.
Yeah. You know, we talked about Steven, the second AD, mm-hmm. and so the next one in line would be Neil, the mm-hmm. third AD. She is essentially Michael's right-hand person on set. She is basically totally in charge of background, setting the background, making sure they're where they're supposed to be, where I'm supposed to be, where all the pieces are moving, just where Michael can't be there or can't follow up. It's just helping him along.
She's probably like one of the loudest voices you'll hear on the set because she's constantly yelling out for people to shut up. Or
yelling at me every once in a while when I screw up. So under Neil goes Jordan Roy, our TAD.
Mm-hmm.
And
TAD stands for?
TAD stands for, well, it's up for debate. Yeah. It's either trailer AD or trainee AD. Rehearsing? That's one of my jobs.
Mm-hmm.
As trailer AD, you are essentially at base camp where all the cast trailers are, where hair and makeup are. You run that world. You're sort of the boss of that.
It's like a backstage manager.
Yeah. So you're getting everyone processed, ready to go, finding out what's going on set, connecting to the office, giving them updates, getting all the cast ready. At the end of the night, you give the daily production report, make sure all the pieces are where they're supposed to be, people were there, and sort of the checks and balance of ADing, and then at the bottom you got myself, the set PA.
That's Neil that you're hearing, telling us to clear a window and move.
Copy that.
More? Neil just threw daggers out of our eyes into my heart. And here you can hear Michael telling him to kill the lights. Neil.
That's AD work right in the works, everybody.
That was impressive. Sorry, we'd have to censor that. That wouldn't make it to air what's happening right now.
Yeah. So, you know, lots of things constantly happening. You're always being shushed. And that's where my job comes in. I am the professional shusher of the crew. My job is essentially taking cast on set, making sure they're where they're supposed to be, making sure they're wired up for sound, they're happy, they're ready to go, they're essentially where they are supposed to be.
This has turned into a very intimate interview.
Yes. My job is also to facilitate Neil's. Neil's work, so whatever she needs, I help with her. So it just we cover all bases between me, Neil, and Michael on set. I also work with background, signing them in, getting them ready, just like the TAD, but on set. And, locking it up when we're rolling and making sure everyone's nice and quiet.
Yep. So there you go. This is a good, a very professional overview of all of the many roles of the... What I would call the spine. You are one of the vertebrae in the spine of the backbone of this production.
Wow.
Thank you very much, Cam. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, buddy.
Cheers.